небе. Времена, что опущены нам, солнцем стражи, солью в беде. Души резали напополам. По ошибке, конечно, нет. Награждают сердцами птиц те, кто помнит дорогу наверх. И стремится тропиться в мир. Нас великого бери облака за ступенью, ступень, как над пропастью мост. Порою нас швыряло на дно, порою поднимало до самых звезд. Красное на черном, красное на черном, красное на черном, красное на черном. Шаг за шагом, черный град, ползут время, луне часы. Словно постепель снегопад по земле проходили мы. Нас величали черной чумой, нечистой силой чистили нас. Когда мы шли как по передовой, под прицелом пристальный глаз. Будь что будет, что было есть. Смех за слезы, а чем еще жить, если песню не суждено запеть. Хотя бы успеть сложите. Красное на черном, красное на черном, красное на черном.
Well, there you go. That's a little bit from Russia. Yeah, I guess that's heavy metal in Russia. Yeah. So from our friends over there sent it to me. So anyhow, this is Freya's Day. Lone Wolf Female Day. Yeah, that's right. Today.
Well, I was wondering there why my volume on the mic wasn't too loud. I had the mic turned around as usual. They got a red light in this mic, and you got to make sure you got it towards you or you're going to be screwed up when you record. But that's the way it is on Hee Haw and Terrible Tommy. Yeah, with the chickens in the rafters and the whole bit, Hee Haw. You've never watched Hee Haw, you haven't lived, man. White Aryan Resistance calling, White Aryan Resistance calling, and the word of the day is kick their ass, Putin. Kick Turkey's ass. They're traitors, and they shouldn't be in the damn North Atlantic Treaty outfit at all. In fact, there shouldn't be any North Atlantic Treaty organization. That was for the Cold War, and the Cold War is supposed to be over, but the United States military-industrial complex, whites, they like that. They like that kind of crap. They want to keep it going. They like that Cold War. I mean, they made billions and billions and billions of dollars in profit on weapons and everything. Weapons that were never used. Hopefully never are used, to be perfectly honest about it. We're at P.O. Box 401, Warsaw, Indiana, 46581. Right next to Terrible Tommy's Terrible Tavern and Steakhouse and Filling Station. And that's right next to our Weapons of Mass Destruction Used Equipment Yard, where we're stacking them up, man, getting ready for the spring. Getting ready for the spring offensive, man. We're bringing them in here from all over the place, yeah. We swiped a bunch of them from ISIS, yeah. They swiped them from the U.S. government. No, the U.S. government gave them the weapons. We had to steal them, get our Chinese friends to stuff them in a submarine and bring them up the Mississippi River, and then right on up the Ohio River, and then right on up the Tippecanoe River, and right on up here to my backyard. That's the way we do it. Well, as you can see, negrophilia is on the rampage. The negrophiliacs are demonstrating all over the country, and we love it. Yeah, they're going to close down shopping on the main drag up there in Chicago. Great. I love it when my opposition do exactly what I would have planned for them if they'd have taken my orders. Yeah, it's great. Negrophiliacs are running wild and pushing negrophilia down the throats of whites, and there's a lot of whites starting to wake up a little bit. You read these college newspapers and the comments column. You'll see what's going on there. Yeah. Here's a little tip. Forget that stuff about shopping today, tomorrow, and going crazy. Hold off if you got any big ticket items, electronics, big screens, or whatever. Hold off till February or March. That's when the big stores will dump all the excess. And you'll get a lot better deals in February than March, and then you'll get today. Word to the wise. Well, I had a quiet, my lady and I had a quiet day yesterday. We gave thanks to our parents, Mom and Pop, who brought us into this life and who took care of us. And that we didn't need any spooks in the sky to help us with that. No, we didn't need that. We had a little bit of turkey. We didn't cook a big old turkey, but that's too much. But we had a little bit of turkey. I don't know where it came out of, a can or what, but it was good. And watched a couple of movies. Oh, that movie, Ladder to the Top, I guess it is. I should have written it down. It's a new film. It's on Amazon, I see, last night. And it has to do with if the Germans, if those nasty Nazis had won World War II, and the Japanese, they'd have taken the United States and split it up, and it shows what it would have, what the Jews think it would have been like. Personally, I think it would have been a much better place, to be perfectly honest, with the advance in science the Germans and the Japanese would have brought along. Yeah, we could have split it up, and you know, racist Japanese over here on this side, and racist whites on this side, or maybe not that much. Maybe we shouldn't give the Japanese that much. I mean, you know, of course, there's a lot of that desert out there. It's worthless. You can't raise anything on it. Maybe we'd have to give them that, you know. But I wouldn't want to upset them or insult them, because I like the Japanese. They treated me wonderful when I go to Japan. Yeah. And I met Japanese over there that dislike the Jews even more than you do. Yeah. You didn't know that, did you? Well, the new sign I'm putting up today is Kick Turkey's Ass, Putin. Of course, around here I always wonder, do they know who Putin is? Or do they know where Turkey's at? They'll have to go to their whacked-out minister down there at the local church, the brain, the mind control center. That's what a church is, a mind control center. And they'll say, Mr. Preacher Man, where is Turkey at? He'll say, well, I'll have to pray to Jesus about that, and I'll get back to you. Well, then, who's that Putin they're talking about? That Metzger's talking about Putin. He's always talking about things we don't know what he's talking about. Well, I'll tell you, I'll have to get back to you. I got to talk to Jesus about that, too. Yep, and we're at P.O. Box 401. Don't forget that. And go on up there to resist.com. We're updating our breaking news crawl across the screen on alternative news all the time, every day. All kinds of new stories up there, just like the big shots do. Just like the New York Times, man. And you need to know what's going on. I mean, if you're watching regular corporate news that hate our guts with a passion and distort everything that we say, you're wasting a lot of time. So make sure you go up there every day and get some of the new news. I put them up every night and every morning, new stuff. And so I'm not sending it out directly to you anymore. You got to go up there to resist.com on the breaking news section. And one outfit that seems to do a pretty good job, I mean, they're not they don't come out and get real racial or anything like that, is Brass Check TV. And a lot of their stuff is pretty good. I'm going to play you a little bit how Google and some of these outfits are declaring war on the alternative news sources. Hold on. Thank you.
I need to let you know that, you know, the Next News Network is supported by viewers like you. So if you enjoy the program, consider becoming a patron with a small monthly contribution. The link is in the description. Also, another housekeeping note before we get started with the news. YouTube, Google, has essentially declared war on the alternative media. This is a very frightening development, as a lot of alternative news sources rely on their YouTube partnership to support their operations. We are one of those news channels. Also, Storm Clouds Gathering is another channel that has recently undergone an assault from Google and YouTube. We Are Change recently has undergone an assault. Even Mark Dice and other channels, completely selective demonetization of the videos in the channel. Some of the videos, you know, with 5 million or more views are getting demonetized. And it's the YouTube Partnership Program provides a small amount of income for videos that are produced. And myself and a lot of other producers online, in the alternative media, we focus on issues that are controversial. We're not afraid. We focus on issues that you need to learn about that the mainstream media is not going to touch on. Like a lot of the issues we deal with are the war buildup in the Middle East, the police state buildup here at home, the loss of our freedoms. These are issues that the mainstream media glosses over a lot of times. So we like to provide context to those situations, to those events, so that you can have and make informed decisions for yourself and for your family. Well, we spend a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of times our own money to go ahead and produce this content. And when the YouTube partnership helps us supplement the income so we can support our families, so we can pay our bills, and so we can do this dedicated full time. The problem now is that because of a new YouTube policy, they have decided that if you are going to talk about politics, controversial geopolitical events, war, tragedies, even terror events, they will basically just turn the switch on those videos so that you cannot earn any revenues from them. So it's actually put a very, very serious strain on the alternative media, small alternative media outlets like ourselves, like Storm Clouds Gathering, We Are Change, to be able to continue to produce content. So I want to put this alert out to you so you're aware of what is happening behind the scenes. These aren't things that we always talk about, but these things are happening behind the scenes, and they are affecting the alternative media drastically. So what I decided to do is to create a Patreon account at patreon.com/nextnews so that you, if you want to support this channel, so we don't have to be dependent upon the YouTube Partnership Program, so we can remain 100% independent, we set that up so you can be the one to fund the program, so we don't have to rely on Google, so their policies don't affect us. So I just want to make sure that you're fully aware of the situation as it's unfolding. Hundreds of my own videos were demonetized on my birthday, on June 25th, completely hundreds of videos demonetized. Now, there is an appeals process that you can go through. It doesn't always work. Sometimes videos get turned back on. Sometimes they don't. But I cannot even assess the amount of damage and the number of videos. It's clearly in the hundreds. I just had my last video about the Pentagon and the war buildup demonetized. No reason, no explanation, just because the thumbnail had the word war on it, probably. Anyway, you need to be aware of what's happening behind the scenes and how you can support alternative news channels like this one here at patreon.com/nextnews.
Well, there you go. The big boys are clamping down. I've been blocked from YouTube for a long time, ostensibly because somebody who I thought was my friend, Boyd Rice, complained because I put one of his songs that actually appeared on my own TV show that he was on YouTube, and they shut me down, and I've appealed, and I've asked him several times to take care of it, and he says he's taken care of it, but he hasn't. So Boyd Rice, I'm sorry, but you're not my friend anymore. But anyhow, this deal is where these guys will use any excuse they can to shut alternative news down. Now, I don't know much about these two. There's two he talked about, nextnews.com and stormcloudsgathering.com. I'm going to check them out. I'm sure they're not racist, but I'll say a lot of times you can get a lot of good information on war and on economics and on the ecology and like that from the alternatives. So we need to support the alternatives, and even sometimes when we disagree with them, you know, because we don't disagree with everything they say. A lot of times they say a lot of good stuff, but then sometimes they say bad stuff. So this is the day, this is the age we live in. You don't have the luxury of going to the grocery and just buying apples. You know, you got to buy apples and bananas and watermelon. You need them all. And then it's up to you to dissect it and regurgitate the good stuff. Have you noticed how screwed up this so-called foreign policy of this country is? I mean, it's been screwed up for a long time in the State Department. It's almost like it's being sabotaged. But, you know, England and France and Russia and these countries like that, they seem to have pretty solid foreign policy. But foreign policy of this country is like some Central American dictatorship. And they're so screwed up now over there in Syria, it's unbelievable. It's like that Abbott and Costello bit. Who's on first? You know, who's supporting who and who's supporting what? And who? Wait a minute, he's the bad guy? No, he's the good guy. You know, it's so fucked up that nobody could figure it out. But alternative news can, like this Robert Perry on Consortium News. He's got it pretty well figured out. I like to run his stuff. But there's other people out there got it figured out too, but they're not on the evening news, that's for sure. The evening news is a joke. In fact, I'd rather watch one of my favorite comedy shows, Green Acres. I'd rather watch Green Acres than watch the evening news. Or I watch some of the stuff on RT, Russia. They're playing the negrophilia game too now, you know, getting in on this poor nigger stuff, you know. That's sad, you know. Russian TV shouldn't get into that, you know. They should stick with the main issues. Well, I refer to the Black Lives Matter movement, well laid out and financed by the Soros kind of people. Yeah, I consider that negrophilia. And those that are involved in it stupidly following the plans of people who are going to actually make things worse for blacks. They're all negrophiliacs. And there's a hell of a lot of white people that are negrophiliacs. When you send a letter or a comment to an article, and refer to them as negrophilia, the negrophilia movement. Negrophilia matters. That's the people involved in that are negrophiliacs. If we get this going, it'll put a harpoon in their belly. But as usual, you can come up with something in this struggle, and you know, about five guys get involved, and the rest of them just, they just don't do the job. And of course, if everybody did a little bit every day, that would run into a lot. And I do it every day, whether it's stickers or letters to the editor or this show or whatever. I'm always doing something. And now one thing you can do is when you get these notices of news stories, you get on race or like that, and you get a whole bunch of them, you open them up and you change the words around. Yeah, take what they say out of the headline and change it to your headline. And that's easy to do, and it's a lot of fun, you know. So anyhow, here's something I love to do on She-Wolf Friday. Yeah, this is our pessimistic history, The Pessimist Guide to History. That was written by Stuart Flexner and Doris Flexner. And I'm sure you can get a copy of it. Avon Books, New York City. And let's see here. It was put out by Avon Books, a part of the Hearst Corporation. That's interesting. Yeah, so anyhow, they worked hard on that. Okay, here we go. The assassination of Henry VIII, or Henry the, what is it? No, Henry III. Oh, 1589. French King Henry III, embroiled in the French Wars of Religion. There you go with religion again. They're always fighting over the baby Jesus. Had recently enraged Catholics by allying himself with the Protestants. Oh, my God. During an audience with the king on August 1st, a fanatical monk, Jack Clement, stabbed Henry in the stomach. Henry pulled out the knife, cutting the assassin's face with it before the guards arrived, and killed the monk. Henry died the next day of his wounds, and the Protestant Henry of Navarre became Henry IV, the first of the Bourbon kings. After a 9-year struggle to secure his kingdom, Henry, obviously an advocate of the if you can't beat 'em, join 'em philosophy, converted to Catholicism and brought prosperity and order back to France. Sorry about that, boys. Once in a while, guys got to sneeze, and you know you're not going to be able to get to the kill button in time, so you got it. In 1591, the eruption of the Philippine volcano Taal, T-A-L-L, no, T-A-A-L, located south of the modern-day Manila. Incidentally, that's the worst deal we ever got into, was taking over the Philippines. Did you ever notice how a lot of those Filipinos look like catfish in the face? Yeah, if you ever pulled a catfish out of the river. Well, they look like them. The volcano Taal erupted with a rush of poisonous gases. Thousands of people in the surrounding area suffocated. Thousands. Mother Nature burps again. Well, every once in a while you need that. Incidentally, somebody was talking yesterday on a documentary I was listening to about how, they predicted that the population of Africa was going to slide down the tube and millions of Africans would die of AIDS, even though AIDS is going on there all the time. Well, not only has the population of the Negroes in Africa not gone down, it has gone up by about double. We're talking about a billion people. A billion niggeroos are half niggeroos or part niggeroos. So all that stuff that AIDS is going to kill everybody off seems to have. And that documentary I'm going to send out will tell you why, because they're looking for a cure that they can't find, and they're spending billions of dollars trying to find a cure, which they can't, and because they're looking the wrong place. 1591, storms destroyed 29 Spanish ships. A fleet of 75 ships sailing from Havana to Spain was hit by a series of storms during the Atlantic crossing. 29 ships were lost, most of them off Florida, and about 100 people lost their lives. And they lost a lot of gold, too, and it's still down there. 1600 AD, storms wrecked Spanish convoy. The flotilla Nueva España, a 60-ship convoy bound from Cadiz to Veracruz, Mexico, was hit in September by two separate storms that sank 17 ships. Some 1,000 people were drowned. More deaths in the dash to settle the New World. There you go. So there's a tremendous amount of treasure still down there around the Florida coast and in the Gulf of Mexico and all that kind of stuff. and technology keeps getting better to where they can get to it. 1601 to 1604, a half million Russians die in a famine. A shortage of rye sent the price of bread skyrocketing in Russia. And by 1601, the poor were starving to death by the tens of thousands. For a time, cannibalism was commonplace. And despite relief efforts by the Russian government, over 500,000 people starved to death. Wow. That's a lot of people. 500, half million people starved to death. And you think you got it tough. 1604 to 1611, bloodthirsty beauty secret. Countess Elizabeth Bethonia of Transylvania, the widow of the Hungarian count, somehow became obsessed by the notion that her beauty was fading. Legend has it that one day in 1604, the countess was given a servant girl, what she considered a well-deserved beating, when the unfortunate girl's blood splashed onto her face. When Elizabeth washed the blood from her cheeks, she concluded that it had increased her beauty. And you thought mud packs were bizarre. Having decided it was necessary to bathe in virgin's blood every morning, the countess sent her servants out daily to search the countryside for likely victims. Soon she found that the blood of peasant girls was not enough. She needed the blood of aristocratic young women. So she opened a finishing school for girls, thus collecting a large number of suitable victims right on her premises. In 1611, four corpses were accidentally discovered near the countess' castle. At last, her dreadful secret was revealed. Authorities later estimated that some 650 young girls died for her vanity. Now, this is the ruling class attitude, really. It's an extreme situation, but this is an attitude that they have. They burned Elizabeth's servants alive, but could not execute the countess because she was of noble birth. You see? All animals are equal, but some are more equal than others. Instead, they bricked her up in an apartment within her castle. She lived there for four more years until her death. And you said you didn't believe in vampires? Wow. But that is an example of the attitude of the rich and famous as far as their attitude towards the peasants, the serfs, the working class, the non-middle class. That's you and me. In 1608, disastrous fire at Jamestown. Here we go again. On January 7th, less than a year after the British settlement of Jamestown was founded in modern Virginia, a fire destroyed most of the 100 colonists' food, clothing, and shelter. 62 colonists subsequently died of starvation and exposure. No one ever said it would be easy. One more here. 1622, Spanish ship disaster kills thousands. A large convoy of ships sailing from Havana, Cuba, to Spain was struck by a vicious hurricane on September the 6th, not long after leaving Havana. Crews struggled to control their ships in the raging sea while trying to return to Havana, but nine of the vessels disappeared off the Florida Keys and several others apparently were lost on the high seas. The surviving ships limped back to Havana. All of them had lost their masts, and many had jettisoned their cannon and part of their cargo to stay afloat. While the exact number of people lost in the disastrous storm is not known, estimates of the dead run into the thousands. Three of the ships that disappeared carried treasures in the form of silver, bullion, and coins. Greed conquers all. Well, get your flippers on, boys, and get your wetsuit, and let's go down there and find some of that money so we can use it to irritate the negrophiles. Yeah. And you all thought that history was peaches and cream, baby. It's been rough, man. It's been rough. But I like to read these stories. It sort of excites me, man. Poor old Andrea Merkel over there in Germany. The Bundestag is re-examining intel failings on the NSU plot. That's where these... There was a group of so-called neo-Nazis that did some bad things, or supposedly bad things. German Parliament has begun a new investigation into the NSU affair. Even though the Bundestag published a 1,300-page report 2 years ago, many questions on the neo-Nazi terror group remain unanswered. Well, I can answer them for you. The reason they don't know quite what to do is because it was heavily infiltrated. In fact, I would say probably created by the intelligence services of Germany. And there's all kinds of evidence, but they're hiding it. So anytime there's any sizable number of people involved in some kind of nefarious, so-called nefarious activity, especially neo-Nazi or KKK or militia, you'll find that it actually was partially, maybe totally created by the very people that are supposed to be taking care of it. The feds in Germany, feds in the United States, feds in everything else. Just like they did with the Klan back in the 50s and infiltrated it and paid informants and the whole bit, to where some people say there was more federal agents, informants in local Klan groups than there were members. And I believe that because I've experienced it myself. I know that goes on in several situations when I was in the Klan and with war and all that. I have evidence of the infiltration and people that tried to guide us in ways that would have got us all wiped out. And most of these conspiracies are not that complicated. The people that they've got an attitude, the feds do, that if we can get a guy who's a little radical, maybe talks radical, maybe screams in a beer bar like that, if we can get him to put something together that ends up going over the line and becomes illegal, then this is a way of getting rid of these people. instead of just leaving a guy alone and let him rave on and drink his beer and 9 chances out of 10 do nothing else, because an individual is not going to, in this society, almost nobody as an individual for any cause is going to do it themselves. They're just, people really have a problem. I've talked to some of the guys that read our stuff. They're half in the right wing and they're half in the so-called lone wolf. Well, you can't serve two masters. And you're either lone wolf or you're right wing. I mean, you don't make sense to try to do both. Some of these guys got one foot still in these Stormfront and VNN and all that kind of crap, but yet claim to be lone wolves. Well, if you want to infiltrate those groups and gather information that benefits other lone wolves, yeah. But being involved with them and being on their list is crazy. It's just, you're not a lone wolf because you're not even acting like a lone wolf. But anyhow, that's the way they get them, because the individual guy, 9 chances out of 10, is not going to put some criminal function together. It takes a special kind of courage, guts, or whatever to do that. And most individuals won't. But along comes a Fed or any kind of infiltrator and gets with them, drinks with them, parties with them, share the drugs, everything else. And all of a sudden you got a conspiracy, and you know you got three elements of conspiracy, but you don't need all that today. They, you know, under Homeland Security, they can make anything a conspiracy. And all of a sudden, this individual is in the newspapers that he was conspiring to blow up something or kill somebody like that, that was born out of just frustration and sitting around bitching in a bar. So I understand the intelligence groups in this country, or any of these other countries. They're not that hard to understand. And that's why, in fact, you see it in the movies all the time. I mean, they even show you good movies about how that works, you see. But I'll tell you, I'll say, like I said, you know, one individual is hardly ever going to do anything drastic, because most people can't be lone wolves. I mean, and even, of course, we're not saying that all lone wolves may get involved in some kind of a violent act, because most of them are ideological lone wolves and deep cover lone wolves and all that kind of stuff. You don't have to be a flaming, bomb-throwing anarchist to be a lone wolf. But, like I say, every one of these guys. Now, look at this morning. We see on TV that, oh, my God, a guy crawled over the fence of the White House with an American flag on his back, like Superman or something. And the first family was in the building, man. It was horrible. Probably they were close to killing the president, you know. And when it was bullshit, they just crazy crap, the guy's going to probably do prison time. He's had something, some kind of documents in his mouth. But this is the kind of shit that people swallow hook, line, and sinker. And they just don't want to accept the fact that they have a criminal government and all the agencies are corrupt. And whether it's the ATF or the FBI or CIA or all of them, they're all corrupt. And they pull shit that is totally illegal. It should be illegal, but of course, if you have power, nothing's illegal. If you got enough power and enough money, nothing's illegal. That's all there is to it. Went on in this article, there are still too many questions. Yeah. The German parliament has already spent 19 months between January 12th and August 2013 plowing through the fallout from the so-called NSU affair. Well, if you pile enough documents on documents, it gets so confusing no one will ever figure it out. But a new committee, hey, there always got to be a new committee, convened on Wednesday to continue its investigations into how the neo-Nazi terrorist group could remain undiscovered for over a decade. Well, there's only one way that could be, if they weren't being assisted and guided by the system itself. I mean, you know, people like this talk too much. You know, most of them talk too much, and they're not going to survive 10 years if the system is on to them, you know. But the system's not only on to them, the system's guiding them. On November the 4th, 2011, following a dramatic series of events in a small town in Eisenach, Central Germany, involved the failed bank robbery and apparent double suicide and several arrests. The news broke that a murderous group of neo-Nazis, calling themselves the National Socialist Underground of the NSU, had been murdering, bombing, and robbing banks under the noses of Germany's police. They didn't know anything was going on. Barney Fife couldn't figure that out. And intelligence agencies for over a decade, despite a large and costly network of informants in Germany's far-right scene. Well, sure they had the informants, but they wanted it to come out like this. They didn't. They set things in motion, which blows up or something. Somebody gets murdered, and then they use that as propaganda against any group or any person, that anyone who thinks the way these guys might have thought, and I don't know how they thought, one man's National Socialist is another man's Hollywood actor. I mean, you know, who knows? But I'll guarantee you, when anything blows up like this, you'll find the system itself either started it or found out it was starting and got involved with it and supplied informants for it. Simple as that. So if you got somebody comes around to you and talks all this shit about, well, we ought to kill somebody, you know, you better not work with that person. I'll tell you that, because they're not going to kill anybody. They want you to kill somebody, and then they can arrest you. For the most part, if there's somebody that they want to be assassinated, if they want them assassinated, they'll be assassinated. If they didn't want them assassinated, they wouldn't be assassinated. Martin Luther King was assassinated because they wanted him assassinated. The James Earl Ray part of it was secondary. They just took advantage of a situation where a guy was serious about and lone wolf enough to go after Martin Luther King, but they knew it was going on, and they looked the other way. And when the cops had been pulled back from the hotel there in the Lorelei Hotel, I believe it was, in Montgomery, I guess it was all set up. James Earl Ray was a good guy as far as I'm concerned, and he did get the job done, but all the roads were made open for him to do it. You'll notice these situations, they all parallel the Kennedy investigation. Yeah, same shit. And then all of a sudden the evidence in the files either disappear or witnesses die, or they put a secret thing on it for 40 years like this Martin Luther King. I mean, that's just to cover up his immorality. And he was such a freak and sex-crazed and loved the debauchery of bedding down with white women, you know, all that, see. I mean, they even keep that secret. You know, when a hell of a lot, there was thousands of people knew about it. And, of course, leading black people knew about it. The big people who were marching with Martin Luther King, they knew all about his sexual proclivities and all that kind of crap. They don't care. These guys all want the money. They want the power. They want the adulation. And that's what they get, as long as they serve the overall purpose and don't go against the system. If some of these black preachers would have told everything they knew about Martin Luther King, they'd have been killed. They'd have been done away with by the system. Now we got a big article written by this Negro, Donald, what's his name? Barrett Holmes, Pittner. He got all the answers. Donald Trump is our Jean Marie Le Pen. Well, in some ways he is. He's a totally different personality than Le Pen. Le Pen's now retired from this right wing, and of course everybody got to liking him because he wanted to close the borders and keep the non-whites out and all that kind of stuff. But it was all game playing. Either that or he gave up, put the leadership of the party in his daughter's hands, and she's now recruiting wogs into her party. And so you see the whole thing is going to crap. And I remember when American right-wingers here went crazy over Le Pen. I never did, because I knew what was going on. It don't take much to look behind the scenes on this stuff. Just like George Wallace, who sold out in the end. You can't trust a lot of people that get power. You can't trust hardly anybody with a lot of power. It says, compare their quotes, uncanny, but there is more to it than that. We may be entering the post-two-party era. Guess who could start a new one? The continued radicalization of Donald Trump's presidential campaign has quickly become a movement centered on the fear and anxiety of foreign and non-white American bodies. Well, they have good reason to be scared. 20 million Mexicans at least. You're not even talking about the Asians or the people from other African countries and Somalians and everything. Oh, they're just scared. Well, of course they're scared. They're coming into the country by the droves, for Christ's sake. He is coalescing his own American far-right political party with roots in white supremacy and neo-Nazi movements. They love those labels. That's why I like negrophilia. I like that. That's a good label. And negrophiliac. He is copying the modus operandi of the resurgent far-right movements that are sweeping across Europe. He's becoming America's own Le Pen, Marine or Jean Marie, take your pick. Well, Willis Carto and his brand of right-wing so-called racism, he liked Le Pen. All the good buddies, because these guys had the power. Yeah. And even Dr. Pierce went over there and went to their big shindigs in France, and he was welcomed with open arms. And the cops never interrogated him or arrested him or anything else. Don't you think that was a little strange? Don't you understand, right wing? There was something going on there. Think about it. When I can't get into any of these countries, and I've been arrested in Canada, anywhere I try to speak, I'm either arrested and kicked out or not allowed to come in. I'm not saying I'm any big deal, but how come the Dukes and the Pierces and those kind of people were allowed just to come right on in, go to the meeting, say all this shit, go to the hotel, eat a fine dinner, and go home? Well, I know why, but most of the right wing don't seem to know why. Yeah, a guy that was sort of like Le Pen, maybe not quite as radical as Pat Buchanan. He's always telling us, well, we're in danger. Oh, yeah? The race is in danger. Yeah? Well, Pat Buchanan made all his money in Washington, D.C. He's been on the dole forever, a speechwriter and so forth. These guys are great at coming out and saying, writing an article saying, oh my God, the European Americans are in trouble. Well, we know that, but what are you going to do about it, Pat? Like I challenged them at the U.S. border back in the early 90s. I said, when he ran for president, I followed him down there and confronted him right out there on the border. I said, Pat, you know fact that the Republican Party is making billions off illegal aliens. Now, how do you think you're going to win, become president, running on the presidential ticket for the Republican Party? You know you're not. You know that you're just a false flag operation. You say a lot of good things, and we say, oh, that's nice, Pat. We like you. We respect you. But what happens? Bullshit. Nothing ever happens. Well, I take that back. Bad things happen, or bad things just continue to happen. So just because somebody says a lot of good things don't make them a real warrior or soldier in a struggle. Because anybody can go out there and say a few things that turn your, you know, like Trump. You know, Trump has, you know, got billions of dollars, and he sits down with the non-whites and the Jews and makes his deals. And go back in history and read about him, you know. So, anyhow, that's the way they operate. And people run off behind him saying, oh, my God, it's the new Führer. But suffice it to say that 95% of everything put on the web and everything put on TV is unadulterated horse shit. Yeah. You know, another thing that's funny, strange, all the homosexuals that will go crazy over somebody who may criticize that lifestyle. But they love the Negroes. They just love those Negroes. At least they say they do. I don't believe they do. But you look at them over in Africa, they're killing off homosexuals all over the place. I mean, these people are in terror for their lives 24 hours a day. But you don't see the homosexuals here condemning those people over there that are killing them, do you? You might hear one of them say once in a while, well, that's too bad. That's about it. Or, you know, there's a lot of persecution of homosexuals in the black community. But you don't hear white homosexuals coming on strong about these goddamn nigger gangs got to be dealt with to protect our homo brothers. You don't hear anything like that, do you? No. Well, I'm telling you, these cops that don't know how to keep their mouth shut drive me up the walls. You know, they do things, they go overboard on killing niggers and stuff like that, and they blab about their racism and it's knee-jerk stuff. I've seen highway patrol, local cops, sheriffs like that blab on in uniform racist stuff. Too stupid to keep their mouth shut. Anybody that's a cop or in any position like that has got to learn to keep their goddamn mouth shut and pretend you're all for nigrophilia, you know. Don't let them get to you, and don't pop off your mouth if you want to have a career as a cop. But what's going on is proof that a good share of cops in this country are stupid, uneducated, or ill-educated. And they just don't understand the way the game is played. But I've said over and over and over again, if you're a cop or you're a fed or whatever you are and have racial feelings and want to do something, keep your big pie hole shut. Don't get involved with let the dummies do that stuff. But you keep your mouth shut. Well, that's about it for today on Freya's Day here in the bunker. And see, this is Friday. Gee, I get another couple of days off. But I'll be sending you stuff in the meantime. But keep your powder dry. Don't let them talk you into anything that you're not going to win. And keep your dues paid up and on the radio show, and I'll be real happy with you. I'm going to close out the show with one of my favorite singers from way back. He's a Canuck. He's from Nova Scotia when he was a little kid. Hank Snow. And anyhow, I like it.
It don't hurt anymore. All my teardrops are dried. No more walking the floor with that burning inside. Just to think it could be, time has opened the door. Forgotten somehow that I cared so before, and it's wonderful now. I don't hurt before, and it's wonderful now.